Do you guys see this from AJ Hinch before Sunday's game against the Tigers? Hinch on Carlos Correa's status, quote, "We still don't have a plan for him. He's not doing anything aggressively on the field that would warrant a plan in place to send him out. We're going to send him out as soon as we can, but it's a slow process right now." It sounds like there's still a chance he could play in the next road trip when they come back on Friday against the Angels. But what you get concerned about is...
It's a weird quote.
It's a weird quote, and they've had plans to send him out on a rehab assignment. He's not going to come directly back to the big club. He's going to have to go and spend 2 or 3 days in AAA or AA or whatever. But that was announced like late last week, and now on Saturday and Sunday, Hinch kind of backed off that plan. And Correa has done, I think, a few baseball activities. Like, I think he worked out on Thursday on the field with his glove. But... I mean, I know it's a long season, and the regular season ends in 2.5 months, but it's something to monitor.
Is there something to be said for at some point in moving forward, okay, maybe a less physically taxing position than shortstop for Carlos Correa? Like, what if he went through, I know now wouldn't be the time to do it, obviously, but like, what if he went through next season and missed major portions of time with an ailment or two? Do you start figuring, okay, maybe we gotta figure something
time?
Out here. Yeah,
is it time to short?
The problem on this team is that playing third base means you're playing shortstop most of the time. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's less grueling actually to play shortstop, where he can go and play. He's playing second base half the time, and Bregman's playing shortstop because they shift so much.
What could he play if he wasn't a shortstop or a third baseman? Could he play the outfield? Is that just a totally random suggestion?
I feel like he can play the outfield.
Yeah, he can play. I mean, yeah.
He can move.
The problem is that...
Is that disrespectful to outfielders, though?
No. Because like, you put guys in the left field all the time, especially in this park.
I actually kind of wonder, like, how fast is Correa?
He's one of the faster guys on the base pass.
He looks like he should be fast.
He should be fast.
He is one of the faster guys on the base pass. I remember looking this up because I feel like the Astros actually have guys that are deceptively fast. Springer, for a while, I used to think Springer was faster in the outfield than he was on the base pass. And I think there might have been some merit to that just because sometimes he used to look a little uncertain of himself. He still does sometimes where he does these curious, weird things where he forgets how many outs there are. But that's changed. So he's one of the faster guys on the base paths. And I think that'd be fine. It's not going to be, if it keeps him healthy and in the lineup, that's all that matters.
I mean, sometimes
you can't move though. Now, right. You can't just put him at first. Obviously you've already got a log jam at first.
I'm searching my soul for a strong take on this, but I get the sense. I still think that the criticism I see on social media of Correa is overblown. This guy, like people, like, this guy is a big time player. He was good in the playoffs last year.
Well, nobody's criticizing him for his playing ability, Mike. They're wondering whether he can stay durable.
Yeah, but just even some of the things I see within the Correa versus Bregman kind of stuff. I think people lose sight of the fact that Correa the last 2 years in the regular season was a 6-win player. And a 6-win player in baseball is one of the best players in the league. It's not like the elite, but it's one of the best players in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, my suggestion isn't based on performance whatsoever. It's just on flat-out durability. It's that if you can put him in a less physically taxing position, he went how many games this year without making an error at shortstop? It's 60-plus games.
Yep.
Which is great, because that was something he had a lot of last year.
Yeah, he worked at it.
Yeah, so he got better. But at the same time, his bat is more valuable than anything else.
Agreed.
I read this quote. I am a little concerned. We still don't have a plan for him. He's not doing anything aggressively on the field that would warrant a plan in place to send him out, which sort of makes you feel better. But then at the end, we're going to send him out as soon as we can, but it's a slow process right now. And if he's out for a long period of time, who knows how many games that could theoretically cost you? And does that allow the Red Sox or Yankees to ultimately clinch home field in the American League? It could.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. Looking at the division, the A's are more of a contender than Seattle. If you're concerned about winning the American League West, which I don't feel like a lot of people are right now, but looking at it right now, Seattle's lost 4 games in a row, and I just think I know this might be like a cliche, but based on their run differential, I just think that they're due to fall off in the second half of the season. And this A's team, I don't know about their starting pitching 1 through 5, but with that lineup, with that bullpen, if you're looking at the American League West moving forward, that's the team you got to worry about, not Seattle.
I just looked up a random sprint speed on Baseball Savant. This is the sprint speed. So this is the feet per second in a player's fastest 1 second window on average plays. So this is guys in terms of whatever their top end speed is. On the Astros, Derek Fisher is the fastest, followed by Jake Mariznick right behind him. Altuve, Bregman, Springer, and then Correa, who is faster than Reddick, Kemp, Gurriel, Marwin,
I guess,
all the rest of them.
I guess being faster than Kemp is a pretty solid accomplishment, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Correa's been injury prone a little bit, and I don't really have a hot take on his injury now other than I hope he gets back as soon as possible. It doesn't seem like it would be a devastating injury. It's lower back stiffness, but we know about back injuries. You got to be careful with them. That's
right.
my overall take.
Yeah, of course you have to be careful with them, and then the question becomes, does it become a chronic issue? Yeah. Of all the injuries...
Then you might have to do surgery, and I'm so uncomfortable, even for athletes, with the idea of back surgery. Because it just, I know that a lot of course. Like, if you have back surgery or especially neck surgery.
A torquing athlete, too.
Yeah.
It's a torquing athlete.
Yeah, it's you're right. Somebody that's a weird body motion.
Yeah, you're torquing constantly.
Whether throwing or hitting, yeah.
Are you guys, as far as the home run derby tonight, with Alex Bregman in it and he'll face Kyle Schwarber in the first round of that, are you looking forward to watching, feeling like you're forced to watch because Bregman's in it? Where are you at mentally?
I feel like I'm forced to watch it because
you're
Alex Bregman's in it. Yes. And I honestly, I want to get an alert on my phone when Bregman's at bat, and I do not care about what anyone else does, whoever these other people that are in the home run derby. What was that one guy that you mentioned earlier?
Jesus Aguilar?
Yeah. Jesus Hernandez. I don't care. I don't care about any of these players that are also in it. I don't care about the home run derby. I don't really care about the All-Star game either. I kind of want to fast forward to the second half of the year.
Did I pronounce Jesus Aguilar's name correctly?
I think you did, but I think he leads the National League in home runs, maybe?
I think you're right. Yes. Yeah. This is what's weird about baseball.
We're like,
hey, who's this guy who leads the National League in home runs this season?
And we're all too lazy to actually do this.
He's actually the number one seed in this whole home run derby.
What team does he play for? Does he play for the Montreal Expos?
Milwaukee.
I thought the Muncy dude was the number one seed. Where's the Muncy dude?
Muncy's number three, and he'll face Javier Baez, who I didn't even know was like a big home run hitter.
Well, neither a lot of these guys. That's, again, I feel like they should go on historical performance base rather than just one season. There are a whole lot of people either going Bregman, huh? Bregman. Okay.
I think it's kind of like the slam dunk contest, though, to where I'm guessing some of the big home run hitters,
the problem.
They've either done it or don't want to do it again.
Don't want to ruin my swing, even though Kevin Millar said it's a myth.
You know, the weirdest stat I saw this weekend was Gattis, who had that ridiculous stretch of triples a couple years back, since then has had one triple. Is that possible?
Sean tweeted that. I saw that also. That's an amazing stat.
I mean, because it just highlights how amazing it was that he had so many triples that one year. That's one of the most intriguing little baseball oddities that I think people outside of Houston probably don't give a damn about, but you just had to be there to see it.
It was so weird.
And it wasn't like it was a lot of ones that, if it was somebody else, it would have been an inside-the-park home run.
Yeah.
Because you know how hard those are to get. It was really, really strange. They were just perfectly hit balls to where Gattis was just fast enough. And now he is a deceptively fast guy. Not because he's white, but because he's so chunky. He's not. Gattis is not nearly as fat as some people think he is. He's just all brawn. Remember when he took his shirt off during that celebration the other day? I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That dude's actually put together pretty well. Like, he's not.
Not a flabby baseball bod.
No, legit bod.
Yeah. So I respect that. Like, if you've got that kind of bod, yeah, you're a good athlete. But if you don't, you know, if you're just walking around, like hunking around a lot of lard. Sorry, I'm annoyed by you.
Yeah, but then when it comes to like a CC Sabathia, it's not like CC Sabathia is a big guy, but put together.
Wears baggy clothes too.
The baggy clothes, yeah,
he's fat.
That adds
to it.
So,
but Bartolo Colon being good is an affront to baseball. It's a joke.
Yeah, well, he's only been suspended for PEDs once.
Yeah, no way he's on him now.
So we've made some predictions on the show so far. I predict that Kyle Schwarber will defeat Bregman in the first round. Both Paul and Seth think that Bregman will advance one round.
I think Bregman advances one round, and I think that guy, what's his name, Peter
Aguilar?
Peter Alfonso. I think he's going to win. The guy for the Expos. He's going to win it. It's going to be great. That guy, you know who I'm talking about?
No. Meltstown. No. How? No.
Yeah, that guy. He's really good. The guy in the National League.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.